Thank you, Daniel. Well done. Fantastic.
感谢 Daniel.
So today is a very special day because we have a combined service, yeah?
今天是个非常特别的日子，因为我们是联合在一起敬拜。
So for those that are new, I want to welcome you to this lecture hall.
所以刚刚新参加来的，我欢迎你一起来参加这个敬拜。
It is so great that we can worship together.
就非常的好，我们可以一起来敬拜神。
So today we continue the series about how to build a Christ-centered family.
我们今天要继续的系列，怎么样建造耶稣基督的为中心的家庭。
And today I get to talk about an easy topic.
我今天要讲一个很容易的题目
，That is how to resolve family conflicts.
就是怎样的解决家庭的矛盾跟冲突。
How many of you had family conflict before?
你们家里有矛盾有冲突吗
？The rest of you need to repent.
如果没有矛盾冲突，你可能要悔改了。
Family conflict is very common.
家庭矛盾是非常经常见到的事情。
You know, last week we were talking about parenting.
上个星期我们讲怎样的育儿。
I had my 8-year-old son sitting right next to me.
我有八岁的儿子坐在我旁边。
And then when Pastor Erica was talking about parents do not provoke your children to anger.
我的艾利克牧师说，父母不要激起小孩子的气，怒气。
And then my 8-year-old son keep pointing at me.
我的八岁的儿子一直指着我说。
I was very embarrassed.
我实在不好意思。
Behind, I can tell that Joe and Jess are all laughing at me.
那另外在坐在我后面的 Joe, 他们都看得都很好笑。
And Zach kept pointing at me.
那 Jack 一直指着我。
And then Pastor Erica say, sometimes there is a reason why children are angry when we say no.
因为有时候那个牧师阿里克牧师说，有时候孩子为什么对你说不，是因为他们生气。
Then I will point to Zach.
然后我就指着我的儿子。
You know, family is beautiful.
你知道家庭是个非常属神祝福的。
So something, I want to tell something before we start.
就在开始之前，我要告诉大家一些资料。
I want to give you a statement of faith.
我要给你信心的宣告。
And this is a bold statement of faith.
这是个非常勇敢的宣告。
Can I go to the And there is no conflict too complex for God.
就是没有任何的矛盾或者冲突对上帝来说是太大的。
I want to say that one more time. There is no conflict too complex for God.
就没有任何的矛盾或者冲突对上帝来说是不可解决的。
No problem too big.
没有任何的问题是太大的。
No challenge too great.
没有挑战是太大的。
Because God has resolved the biggest conflict in our lives.
因为上帝已经解决了我们生命当中最大的冲突。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, this is what it says. I'll read it first. It says that therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation.
这是在哥林多后书第五章第十七节到十八节说，所以若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。一切都是出于上帝，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的使命赐给我们。
The key word here is reconciliation.
最关键的意思，这里就说一切都和好了。
When God reconciled us to Him,
当上帝使我们跟他和好
，God resolved the biggest conflict in our lives.
上帝已经解决了我们生命当中最大的矛盾。
When God resolves conflict in us, it means that God has made peace with us to God.
当上帝解决了我们生命当中最大的冲突跟矛盾的时候，就是上帝使我们跟他和好了。
That's why for those of us that are in Christ, God can resolve whatever family conflict that you may be facing today.
所以任何人在耶稣基督里面的，上帝可以帮助你解决家庭中所有的一切的问题跟矛盾。
Can I get an amen for that?
我们可以说阿门吗？
You know, in this is statistics from McKinsey research in Australian marriages.
这是一个那个婚姻结束这些研究中心得到的数据。
So in Australia, generally, we stayed married two-thirds of the time.
在澳大利亚有经常的是有这么三分之一的最终是要
So one of the my job or my role as a pastor, which I love doing, is to do premarital counseling.
所以作为一个牧师, 我最喜欢做的事, 就是在你们结婚之前就跟人辅导。
I've been doing that for 14, 15 years now.
我已经做了14年, 15年的时间。
By the grace of God, those that I have opportunity to spend time, they are still married.
对我来说, 靠着神的恩典, 我跟他们一起做过这个婚姻辅导的, 他们还在婚姻当中。
Because for those that come to me,
因为那些来到我面前的,
the first thing I'll tell them,
我第一次要告诉他们的是,
the moment you enter in this covenant of marriage,
当你进入这个婚姻之约的那一个时刻,
no matter how big the quarrel is,
不管多大的问题,
no matter how big the conflict is,
不管多大的冲突,
you're not allowed to use the D word.
你不能够用那个词,
divorce,
离婚,
there's no such one.
没有这个词在你的生命婚姻当中。
The moment you enter into a covenant,
你开始进入婚姻之约的时候,
no matter how difficult the situation is,
不管这个环境是多么的困难,
in Christ, God can usher in peace and reconciliation.
在基督耶稣里面, 上帝会给你平安并且解决这个冲突。
You know, God is a God of peace.
你知道神是平安的神。
God is a God of love.
上帝是爱的神。
The truth is, every good thing God has in store for us can be found in a family.
上帝所有给我们最好的东西都是藏在你的家庭当中。
The heart of God is for us to flourish.
上帝的心愿是要我们兴旺。
You know, we can flourish in the good relationships.
我们可以兴旺在好的关系当中。
Today you may be thinking,
今天你可能想,
you know, Pastor Kenny, the picture that you are painting in the family is too ideal for me.
牧师啊, 你所描绘的这个图像对我来说真的是很理想。
The picture that you are painting is too perfect for me.
你所画这个图像对我来说太完美了。
But here is the good news.
但这里有个好消息给你。
We know that none of us are perfect.
我们知道我们没有一个人是完美的。
But in Christ,
但在主耶稣里,
there is hope.
那里有希望。
I want to say it one more time. In Christ, there is hope.
我要再说一遍, 在基督里, 那里有希望。
The Bible says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
圣经里面说, 我可以靠着主给我的力量, 我可以做一切的事情。
So no matter what you are going through in your family today,
不管你今天你在你的家庭当中经历过什么,
we speak blessing, we speak peace, we speak love over it.
我们宣告祝福，宣告平安，宣告希望在你的家庭当中。
So today I want to talk to you about how to resolve family conflicts.
今天我要跟大家分享怎样的解决家庭冲突。
But you know, prevention is always better than cure.
你知道吗? 预防总是比去治疗要好。
So I want to talk about before conflict, what can you do?
所以我要讲在你家庭发生冲突之前, 你要做些什么?
Everyone say prevention.
大家说预防。
There are only two words you need to remember.
所以两个字你们要记住。
Everyone say together.
一起。
Together.
一起。
Another word is one another.
就互相。
Everyone say one another.
互相。
Very good. Oh, so the prevention, let's talk about together first.
那我们讲一起这个课题。
So fill in the blank.
所以你要把这个空填上去, 这什么在一起。
Now, before you have family conflict, prevention is always better.
所以在你家庭发生冲突之前, 这个预防总是最好的。
So in this plan, you can say, play together.
你在这里可以说, 我们一起玩。
Now last week, Pastor Rebecca said, a family that pray together stays together.
上个星期, 牧师Erica说, 家庭在一起玩的话, 家庭就聚合在一起。
祷告。
祷告,
pray.
我的发音不准。祷告跟另外的网络。But
some of us here, you like to eat.
我要说一起吃。
Eat together is very good.
在一起吃也是很好。Now
I want to, if I may, I want to suggest, I want to give an advice to you.
如果我要讲的，我给你一些指导。
One of the best things that you can do to prevent family conflict,
一个最好的防止家庭冲突的事情,
is to have at least once a meal together in a day.
至少一天里头有一次在一起吃饭
if possible
如果可能的话
because when you eat together
因为如果你在一起吃的话
you tend to talk together
你就会在一起聊天
you can discuss things together
你可以在一起讨论
you can plan together
你可以在一起互相指责
plan
一起计划
yeah, it's fun
这是很好的事情。
Of course, sometimes when we eat together, there's nothing much to talk about.
有时候我们在一起吃饭，可能没什么好谈的。
But at least you get to look at one another.
但至少你可以看着彼此的相看一下。
Sometimes when you're married for a long time, you have nothing much to talk about.
有时候你结婚结的已经很久了，没什么好谈的。
You just look at one another.
你只要互相看看。
Which leads me to one another.
你们在彼此的讲话。
Besides eating together, planning together, praying together, laugh together, cry together,
除了一起吃、一起祷告、一起玩、一起笑、一起哭，所有的一切在一起的话
，very important is we love one another.
很重要的是我们要彼此的相爱。
We forgive one another.
我们要彼此的宽恕。
You know, in the Bible, there's so many verses about one another.
你知道在圣经里面说。一直很多的话词说彼此之间。
There is one verse that says bear with one another.
有一个词在那边说彼此的担当。
Yeah, in the family, it's so important that we bear with one another.
在一个家庭当中很重要的是我们彼此的担当。
Because we are all made differently.
我们因为我们每个人都不一样。
There's some conflict is small, some conflict is big.
有些冲突是很小的，有些矛盾是非常大的。
So in your family, if you practice the together ministry and the one another ministry, you have a lot of harmony and peace.
所以你们在一个家庭当中，你们做这个在一起的这个事工，或者在彼此当中的一起的在一起的这个事工的话，那你们家庭就会有很和谐、很和睦的家庭。
So what are the common causes of family conflicts?
那么家庭的冲突大多数是由什么原因引起的呢
？So generally there are two categories.
这通常的有两个部分。
The first category is what I call stages of life.
一个第一个部分就是光一个家庭当中的进入不同的时期。
For newly married, perhaps you're learning to live as a new couple.
就比如说刚刚结婚的，你可能要学着怎样成为一对生活在一起。
You realize that each of us will come from different family background.
你会知道每个人从不同的家庭背景当中出来的。
I remember almost 20 years ago when I first got married with my wife.
我记得20年前牧师跟他的太太刚刚结婚的时候。
We come from very different family background.
他们从不同的家庭当中出来。
My parents are very free and easy with us.
牧师的家庭是比较自由的，什么都可以的。
And in my family, I can eat anytime I want.
在牧师的家庭当中，他什么时候吃饭都可以。
I only eat when I'm hungry.
他只是感觉到他饿了，他来吃饭。
Very logical, right?
很自然，很有逻辑的。我饿了来吃。
After you're married, you realize it doesn't work anymore.
当结婚以后，你就觉得哦，不是这样了。
I remember there's once.
我记得有一次。
After work, I come home.
牧师工作以后，他回到家里。
And then my wife prepared a beautiful meal.
牧师的太太准备了一段丰盛的餐点在那边。
She said, "Let's eat together."
牧师太太说：“让我们一起吃饭。
”I said, "I'm not hungry."
那牧师说：“哦，我不饿。
”There you go. You know what happened?
那你知道那要发生什么事情了
？Conflict.
这是冲突了。
Forgive one another.
叫彼此的宽恕。
Perhaps birth of a baby, birth of other children.
或者新婴儿的出生，小孩的出生。
Conflict normally begins when there is a change in your life or in a different stage of life.
冲突跟矛盾经常发生在因为你的生活环境开始改变的时候。
Young family,
年轻的家庭
I want to encourage you.
我要鼓励你。
Sometimes it's very difficult to raise children.
有时候，养育小孩是非常的困难。
Children brings the best and the worst out of you.
你的小孩对你来说，把你最好的也是最坏的都把你彰显出来。
It's okay，
那是没问题，没关系。
Trust the Lord，
信靠主。
Raise your children in the fear of the Lord，
养育你的小孩，让他们敬畏上帝。
You know, one of the major conflicts when I talk to different parents.
你知道我跟不同的父母跟他们聊天的时候，最大的问题在哪里？
Is how to raise our children.
是怎样的养育我们的孩子？
Which school to send to?
什么学校我们要送他们去什么学校？
How many extracurricular activities they should go?
他们要做多少的课外的辅导？
Here I have a practical wisdom for you.
我这里有一个非常实用的。智慧教给你。
I'm not saying this is what the word of God says. It's just a practical wisdom.
我这不是说上帝的圣经里面说，我只是说给你很实际的、很实用的话语。
Try not to have too many extracurricular activities for your children.
试着不要给你的小孩太多的课外的活动或者辅导。
We live in a generation called fear of losing out.
我们现在活在这个时代，是说害怕失掉。
Sometimes we raise children like a competition, you know.
我们有时候养育小孩好像是在那边竞争。
We always compare our children with other children.
我们总是要把我们的小孩跟其他的小孩来互相比较。
Never compare.
从来不要把你的小孩跟其他的小孩比较。
Each of them are uniquely formed with the image of God.
因为每一个人都是很特别的，按照上帝的形象所造成的。
Now in a classroom, there only can be one number one.
在一个教室里面，只有一个人是第一名的。
So raise your children with the love of God.
所以用你的爱来养育你的小孩。
Now imagine if you have a lot of activities for your children.
如果你想象一下，如果你有很多的节目给你的小孩子的话
，Each child,
每个小孩
，I know this is a very sensitive topic. I just realized.
Is that funny?
Yeah.So please forgive me first. One another ministry.
This is
just practical
wisdom.
If each child you have like at least three activities, for example.
如果比如说你一个小孩有三个的课外活动
So they learn how to play piano, how to play violin, and on top of that, they go to learn gymnastics.
所以他们要学会怎样的弹钢琴，怎样的拉小提琴。最后呢，还要去学怎样的做体操。
If they are not tired, you will be tired also.
如果你的小孩不累的话，你送他送去，你也累。
That's only one child.
那这只是一个小孩。
What if you got two children?
如果是两个小孩呢
？Times two means six activities in a week.
所以一倍的话就是六个课外的节目要你去做的。
Some of you are very fruitful.
所以有些人是非常的丰盛，
有 three or four，
他们有三个或者四个小孩。
Multiply that by three again，
如果你把它乘上三或者乘上四
，By the end of the day you surrender to the Lord。
他们在最后的结束的时候，你要整个的向上帝投降了。
What's the point? You tired, the children are tired, everyone is tired。
你有什么好处呢？你累的，你的小孩子也累的。
Another category is there's changes in family situation.
另外的就是在家庭的环境发生改变。
Perhaps you move to a new place, a new house, a new country, a new job.
有可能你是搬到新的家，移民到新的国家，或者你找到新的工作。
Some of the conflict has to do with in-laws.
有的时候是因为姻亲，就是你的另外一半的岳父岳母啦，或者公公婆婆这一类的。
In our premarital counseling.
在我的婚前的辅导当中
，We always talk about in-laws.
我们经常是讲这个姻亲。
It is something that we continue to learn.
有时候这是我们要继续学习的。
Perhaps it's financial situation.
有时候可能是经济的问题。
Perhaps even bigger issues as such as estate disputes.
也是更大的问题是
estate.
哦，有些财产的纷争。
And sometimes in life, it's not that we want to, but we do go through separation.
有时候在生命当中，他们不要的，但是经历的破裂跟离分。
But you know, in God, there is a hope.
但是你知道，在神里面，那总有希望。
So why resolving conflict is so important?
所以为什么解决冲突是非常的重要
？Research has shown again and again.
这个研究一直的发现。
Children growing in a structured family,
小孩子成长在一个完美的家庭当中
，they flourish the best.
他们是最好的，能够很兴旺的孩子。
On the practical side of things,
在实际当中呢
，it saves you a lot of money.
你会节省很多，省很多钱。
While doing research on this topic,
在这个题目的研究当中,
how many of you know the cost of getting a divorce?
你说有多少个人知道你离婚所花的代价?
So this lawyer was saying, to go through a marriage to divorce litigation, it will cost you between
$50,000 to $100,000.
Very expensive.
是非常的昂贵的.
Why resolve conflict? You will sleep better too.
如果你解决了冲突的话, 你睡会睡得很香.
You have better health too.
你有好的健康的身体.
Many research has shown.
很多的研究都显明这一点.
That in a family, when it's harmonious and it's peaceful,
在一个家庭当中, 如果是和谐的, 平安的家庭的话,
you live a happier life.
你的生活会非常的喜乐.
Now, I want to talk to you about interpersonal conflict styles.
我要讲一下你个人个性当中的进入这个冲突的你的个性的方面.
Some of you had heard me talk about this before.
有的人听到我以前分享过这个.
But today there are many of you that are new, so I want to explain to you again.
所以今天因为有许多人在这里, 我就再次的再跟大家分享一下.
Now, each of us with our own tendency in terms of managing conflict.
在发生冲突的时候, 我们每个人都有自然的倾向来怎样的解决这个冲突.
So normally there are five types.
经常的有五种的方式来解决冲突.
The question I want you to ask yourself is, which type am I today?
这问题是问你, 你今天是属于哪一种类型的这种解决冲突的方式?
The first one.
的第一种,
a bull.
是一个公牛的方式.
The moment you face a conflict,
当你面对着冲突矛盾的时候,
you want to fix it immediately.
你要立即的把这个冲突,
you are confrontational by nature.
你的自然的倾向就是要马上解决.
It is either my way or highway.
我就是我的方式是唯一的方式, 你要必须听我的.
In your mind, you think, why waste time discussing? Just do it my way, everything is resolved.
在你的头脑的就说, 为什么要讨论这些? 你就按照我的方法去做, 所有的问题都解决了.
If there is a problem, just solve it.
所以如果有问题的话, 马上就解决了.
This is bull style.
这就是公牛的方式.
How many of you are bulls? Don't raise your hand.
你有多少个是强迫的欺负人家?
Right. You know who you are, that's okay.
你知道你是谁, 没问题.
The opposite of bull is what's called a turtle style.
那对公牛的方式, 另外的相反的就是乌龟的方式.
Whenever there's conflict, you retreat.
如果有冲突的话, 你马上就撤退, 就缩回头.
Whenever there's conflict, you avoid.
所有的有冲突的话, 你就马上的给它避免掉, 尽量的不要发生冲突.
When everyone asks you, are you okay?
人家都问你, 好吗? 没问题吗?
I'm very well.
我非常好, 没问题.
I'm okay.
我是没问题的.
But in your heart, very angry.
在你的心头非常的生气.
Burning.
在那边燃烧.
抖抖.
就像乌龟一样, 缩在壳子里面.
How many turtle in the house? don't put out your head.
这乌龟.
The third way is fox.
第三种方式就像狐狸一样.
Fox is we compromise.
狐狸的就是我们妥协吧.
Lots of good businessmen, they are fox.
很多做生意的话, 好生意人, 他都是狐狸, 很狡猾的.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
我家的,
for those of you that are doing business, I apologize.
做生意的不要讲是我家的.
It means that this personality, they have the ability to negotiate.
这意思是这个人呢, 他有这个能力去跟人家, 交流, 交谈, 然后,
It is an important skill.
这是非常重要的, 能力.
Because in life,
因为在我们的生命当中,
it doesn't mean that you can win all the time.
并不是说每次你都会赢的.
You must compromise.
有时候你需要妥协.
If you are married, you understand what I mean by compromise.
如果你结婚了, 你知道我的意思, 妥协是什么意思?
My wife always has to compromise with me.
我的太太一直要跟她妥协. Yeah.
Compromise my level of cleanliness.
她就带着一种高兴的样子跟她妥协.
When my wife asked me to clean,
当牧师的太太要求她去打扫卫生的时候,
5 minutes done.
她5分钟就把卫生全部打扫好.
Then my wife said, is it clean?
他的太太就说：“这弄得干净吗？”
I say very clean.
我的牧师就说我弄得很干净。
According to my standard.
根据牧师的标准，他的洁净的弄得非常干净。
If you don't think it's clean enough,
如果牧师太太你觉得他做得不干净的话呢？
You can clean.
你就继续下去。
Fox, we have to compromise.
这是狐狸的，就彼此的妥协。
Any fox in the house?
那我们这边有狐狸吗？
The fourth one is koala.
第四种是考拉的方式。
Very cute and very cuddly.
就非常的拥抱，非常的可爱。
Very accommodating.
非常的支持你。
Usually they work very well with bull.
他经常在考拉的，经常跟着公牛的方式，经常在一起合作的很好。
Because bull always say my way.
那公牛都是说按照我的方式做。
The koala say. Okay.
那考拉就说好啊，没问题，跟着你。
Bull will force his way.
公牛就说一定要这样做。
Koala say, I follow you.
考拉说我跟着你跑。
Very good combination.
非常好的配合在一起。
But have you heard of this term called angry koala?
你们听到说愤怒的卡拉。
When koala is angry, even the bull will run away.
那考拉就生气的时候，那公牛都要跑掉。
Now, for those of you who are koala, relationship is very important.
对那些有koala方式的人来说，关系是非常的重要。
You see, for bull and turtle, the relationship is not as important. Resolving the issue or avoiding the issues are more important than relational.
对公牛或者乌龟方式的人来说呢，对解决问题是最重要的， 比人之间的关系更重要。考拉是比较注重人际关系的。
Yes, that's why it's very accommodating and supportive.
所以考拉就是非常的支持跟支援你。
So if you are koala, God bless you.
所以如果你是考拉方式的处理方式的话，神祝福你。
You are a gift of God.
你是上帝给你的礼物。
But don't be an angry koala.
那不要说愤怒的。 愤怒的考拉。
The challenge of koala is that they do not know how to express. They do not know how to express when they are not happy.
那考拉的问题是在于他不知道怎样表达他不高兴的这种方式，内心的愤怒，他不知道怎样表达出来。
So learn to express.
所以考拉的方式，你要学会怎样的表达你内心的愤怒。
Last but not least, there is an owl.
最后一种，但不是最小的是。 鹰的方式。
Now if you are owl, it takes you forever to make a decision.
如果是鹰的话，你就花很长的时间去做这个决定。
Where you want to go for lunch?
你要不要去哪里去吃午餐？
Let me think.
让我想一想。
After 1 hour.
1个小时以后。
Where you want to go for lunch?
那还在问你，你要去哪里吃午餐？
I'm still thinking.
我还在想要去哪里吃。
Now owl is very good.
这个。 鹰的方式是非常好，猫头鹰的方式非常好。
Because owl, when they make a decision, it takes a long time.
因为猫头鹰做这个方式，它要做一个决定，它花很长很长的时间。
It's good when you have to resolve complex problems.
那最好的是当你面对复杂的问题的时候，它这种方式比较好。
Such as purchasing a house.
比如说，拣选一个房子。
Moving to a new country.
移民到另外一个国家。
If you are a bull.
如果你是公牛的话，
you don't want them to be making complex decisions.
你不要做这种很复杂的问题的，你来做决定。
Imagine you are in a married relationship.
如果想想你是在一个婚姻的关系当中，
a bull will tell the wife or the husband.
那个公牛方式的，或者告诉太太或者他的丈夫，
I just bought a house.
我刚刚买了个房子。
We are going to move in next week.
我们要下个星期要搬家。
Do you know what's going to happen?
你知道要发生什么事情吗？
Dark cloud will start to gather around your house.
那个黑云要开始密布在你的房子当中。
You can see the lightning and hear the thunder.
你可以听到雷鸣或者看到闪电。
So the question I have for you is this.
所以我对你的问题是，
When we resolve family conflicts,
当我们解决家庭的冲突的时候，
Which style do you think is the best?
你想想用什么的方式是比较好的？
There is this chart.
这里有五种的方式在这里。
It's very simple.
这很简单的。
Here is the concern for the issue. That means the importance of the problem.
这个就是最关心的是怎样解决问题的。
The higher you go, the more critical the problem is, or the more complex.
如果你越想解决问题越快的话，那你的问题可能就会越来越大。
Now during a fire,
就在失火的时候
Imagine there is a fire emergency now in this room. Imagine.
如果你想想，如果在这环境突然有这个火灾的这个紧急的状况
，Would you want the owl to be in charge?
你要这个猫头鹰在那边负责任吗
？Let me think about it first.
让我想一想，要不要跑出去
？You need a bull.
你需要公牛的方式来解决问题。
Run, everyone!
赶紧跑，快快跑！
But in a family,
在如果家庭当中
，not every day is fire.
并不是每天都会发生火灾。
Some of you run your family like every day is a crisis.
有些人家庭当中好像每天都要一个重大的问题要解决，一直跑。
Need to relax.
你需要安静下来，休整一点，休息一下。
Now on this side, it says it's a concern for the relationship.
在另外一边呢是。关系的就最关心的是人际关系的问题。
The more important the relationship,
就越重要的人际关系问题。
The more important you use these styles of managing
conflict. 就需要用这个口号啦或者猫头鹰方式来解决
关人际问题。So in a family situation,
在一个家庭环境当中
or in a church situation,
或者在一个教会的环境当中
it's always good to use these two.
所以在家庭或者教会的环境当中，最好的用这两种方式来解决。
When things cannot resolve, we need a bit of fox.
当所有都没办法解决的时候，可能需要用狐狸的方式。
You see, in a family,
你知道在一个家庭当中
，relationships are very important.
人际关系是最重要的。
No, I'm in my 40s now.
我牧师在他四十岁。
You know, and he's.I won't tell you. He has raised 4 children also.
我有四个小孩。
I have 3 children.
牧师有三个小孩。
And I realized that, you know, I'll tell you, by nature, I'm a bit of a bull.
牧师的方式他有点像公牛的方式。
Hard lessons in life.
他学了很多的艰难的功课。
You know, I realized that in life, it's best when the relationship is important, it's always...Learn to be either owl or koala.
对牧师来说，人际关系非常重要，都要学会像猫头鹰或者考拉的这种方式。
Especially when it comes to major decision in life.
特别到进入最重要的生命当中最重大的问题要解决的时候。
Don't move forward without the blessing of your spouse.
你不要一直往前冲，你的伴侣没有给你祝福，你往前冲。
Even when you know you are right.
即使你知道 你的方向是对的
，You can tell yourself after the effect.
你可以告诉你，你可以知道
，But only in your heart.
但是你的心头你知道。
You can say I told you so.
我已经告诉你的。
But don't say out loud.
但不要很大声的到外面讲。
Just say in your heart, you see.、
你的心头想是我的想法是对的。
But in family, in church, it's good to use owl and koala.
但是在家庭当中，在教会的环境当中，最好用这两种方式，人际关系最重要的。
That's why the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the first thing about love is that love is patient.
所以在哥林多前书第十三章里面说，关于人际关系最重要的一点是爱。
Love is patient.
爱是忍耐。
Amen. 感谢主。
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
So now that you know your personal conflict style,
所以你知道你个人的解决问题的你的方式，你的倾向。
As a person, we mature and we learn to adopt different style for different environment.
当我们成熟的时候，我们学会用不同的方式来解决不同环境下的冲突。
And some of you are managers or directors in your company.
有的人你在你的公司里头可能是主导的。
When you learn about these conflict styles,
你要学会这种怎样解决这种冲突的方式的话
you also can become a better leader.
你可能在你的所工作的公司，你可能是变成好的领导人。
A good leader will adapt in every different situation by using different styles to resolve conflict.
一个好的领导人会知道在不同的环境当中用不同的方式来解决冲突。
Now we want to go to.The topic of how then do we resolve family conflicts? Now we understand all this.
我们现在要开始讲怎样解决家庭当中的冲突。
The first reconciliation is always start with God.
第一点呢，主要的是要从神开始。
We make peace with God.
我们要跟神和好。
Make peace with ourselves.
我们要跟自己和好。
and we make peace with our family members.
那我们要跟家庭成员和好。
Now when we make peace with God,
当我们跟神和好的时候
，we first we ask God for wisdom.
我们需要啊求上帝给我们智慧。
I do not know what kind of family conflict that you may be facing today.
我不知道你现在你处于什么样的家庭矛盾当中。
Maybe it's a small conflict.
可能是很小的矛盾。
If it's a small conflict,
可能如果只是小矛盾的话呢
？Just do koala style.
就像 koala 一样的那种方式。
It's okay.
这可以没问题的。
If you want to be clean, more clean, I will do a bit more.
如果你要家里弄得打扫更干净，那你就。
Now, of course, we understand some conflict is very complex and very big.
我们知道有时候有些矛盾是非常的复杂，非常大的矛盾。
This is where we ask God to give us wisdom.
所以在这个时候，我们需要祷告，求上帝给我们智慧。
The Bible promises us.
上帝在圣经里面应许我们。
If anyone of us lacks wisdom, let him ask, and God will give you generously without finding any fault.
如果任何人，如果你缺少智慧的话，你就向上帝求，上帝会给你智慧。
Very often when I face conflict,
我们经常当我面对困难冲突的时候
，when I do not know how to resolve the problem,
当我不知道怎样解决问题的时候
，I will come before the Lord,
我要走到主的面前
，I will pray,
我要祷告
，I will seek Him,
我要寻求神的面
，and very often God will give me wisdom,
这经常的上帝会给我智慧。
And I will start to write on my laptop.
我就才开始，我在我的电脑上再写下来。
I'll start thinking, Lord, how would you like me to resolve in this situation?
我就开始想，上帝，你要我怎样解决在这个困境当中的这种冲突
？And when you start spending time with God,
当我们开始花时间跟神在一起的时候
，you will receive inner peace.
你会得到接受到内在的平安。
Inner peace is very important.
内在的平安是非常的重要。
Because a lot of times conflict starts because you do not have inner peace.
很多时候你冲突开始的时候，因为是你的内心没有平安。
Because you're already angry inside.
因为你的内心头就已经很愤怒。
It's because there is bitterness in your heart.
因为你的内心里面有苦毒在里面。
That's why the slightest annoyance.
所以有时候一点点的。
Annoyance.
别一点点的冲突，
激怒冲突，
激怒激怒冲突。
Just a slight touch,
就一点点的碰触到你
，you suddenly explode.
你就开始的爆炸。
It's because something is already need working in your heart.
因为你的心头已经有愤怒在那里面。
So you receive inner peace, wisdom, and love from God first.
所以你要接受从上帝那边来的内在的平安、智慧。和爱
That is why it's so important when Christ reconciled us unto Him.
所以为什么非常重要？神通过耶稣使我们跟神和好。
The Spirit of God will come and dwell and fill our hearts.
上帝的灵要来充满我们的心。
And the fruit of the Holy Spirit,
在圣灵的所结的果实
is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control.
是爱、良善。
So on and so forth. Yes.
就爱、良善、温柔、节制、平安、自我控制，各个方面就在。
You see, when you have the Spirit of God working in your heart,
当神的灵在我们心头工作的时候
，No matter the external conflict or the external pressure, how strong or how great it is,
当上帝的平安在我们心头时候，不管外面的压力或者挑衅是多么的大
，You are able to control yourself.
你有可能自我控制。
That's why it's so important for us to make peace with ourselves also.
所以我为什么非常重要？我们自己要跟自己和好。
Now I want to be very frank with you.
我跟大家很简单的讲。
Not every conflict can be resolved immediately.
没有任何一个矛盾有可能是一下子就解决了矛盾。
The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, it says, "In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold."
在以弗所书里面说，即使生气也不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，不可给魔鬼留地步。
A lot of times people misunderstood this Bible verse.
很多人有时候错误的理解这段圣经。
The Bible says, "Don't get angry."
圣经里面说不要生气
，and sin.
然后犯罪。
It so says that, "Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry."
他圣经里面说，不要让日落了，你还在生气。
It doesn't mean you have to resolve conflict immediately.
他这是说，并不是你马上就解决这个冲突。
Some conflicts can't be resolved immediately.
有些矛盾可以马上就解决掉。
Some need a long time of prayer.
有些矛盾可能你要很长的时间祷告。
Some need time to heal.
有些事情需要时间来医治。
Don't be a bull and force your way.
不要像公牛一样一直强迫去解决这个问题。
Be sensitive to one another.
就跟彼此之间要比较敏感接受。
You know, when it comes to making peace with, actually, I want to touch on that point about, and also decide what is more important to you.
然后你要自己知道你生命当中什么事情对你来说最重要的。
Is resolving the problem or issue more important than the relationship itself?
你是解决这个冲突的问题比跟人际之间的关系更重要，你要选择哪一个对你来说最重要。
And I would suggest to you,
我要给大家建议,
your family relationship will always be more important.
你的家庭人际关系都是最重要的。
Of course, there are times.
当然有的时候,
say for example, in your family, it's a family that do not believe in God, you become a Christian.
比如说你的家庭当中可能你是唯一一个成为基督徒的。
And because of that, there is family conflict.
因为你成为基督徒，那家里就有些矛盾出来。
Perhaps in your family, they pressure you to do something that a Christian shouldn't do.
可能你的家庭强迫你做一些事情是基督徒不应该做的。
But as a Christian,
但作为一个基督徒,
you first belong to the Lord.
第一，首先你是属于上帝的。
So you follow God.
所以你跟随上帝。
But you also honor your parents.
但是你也要孝敬你的父母。
Over a long time,
就长时间来说,
your parents will know.
你的父母会知道你孝敬他。
I've heard of lots and lots of good testimonies.
我听到很多好的见证。
That after a son or daughter become a Christian,
就他们的儿女成为基督徒以后,
although they feel pressured and persecuted over a long time,
虽然这些孩子他们感觉到被很多的压力或者被压迫在家里,
but after many years,
但很多年以后,
the parents will come to know the Lord.
那帮的父母要来知道主。
Why?
为什么?
Because they see a transformational change in their children's life.
因为他们的父母看到他们的孩子生命发生改变。
So relationship is important.
所以人际关系是非常重要的。
So in resolving family conflicts, practice self-control, humility, and love.
所以在解决家庭冲突的时候，要自己谦卑。 然后爱，然后彼此的鼓励。
So in our family, when we have conflict,
所以在我们的家庭冲突当中,
we will sit around.
我们要坐在一起。
Everyone will have a voice.
每个人都可以说话。
Even the youngest Zach, 8-year-old, will also have a voice.
即使我们最小的8岁的儿子, 他也要发声。
Sometimes it makes no sense.
即使有时候他说的就不知道在说些什么。
But he's learning how he can resolve issue as a family.
但是在学会怎样的解决家庭当中的问题。
We do it in a godly way.
所以我们在用上帝的方法来解决家庭问题。
Sometimes the children will tell me, Daddy, you're wrong.
有时候我的孩子当然会说啊，爸爸你错了。
I say, says who?
比如说学校的那个同事，信教的。
So when I know when I'm wrong,
所以有时候我知道错的话,
I would rather eat a big humble pie.
我要吃很大的煎杯的这个馅饼。
And I have to say,
我要说,
in this issue,
在这个问题上,
Daddy apologize.
哦, Daddy 就给你道歉。
You see, in the family,
你知道在家庭当中,
when Jesus Christ is the head,
耶稣是头,
when Jesus Christ has the final say,
但耶稣是一个做最后的决定,
we all have to humble ourselves.
我们都要煎杯自己。
You know, in the family, when we all humble ourselves before the Lord,
你们在家庭当中，我们都谦卑自己在上帝的面前。
It is a lot easier when we discuss difficult issues.
就是很容易的，当我们讨论困难的问题的时候，就很容易的一起讨论。
Please do not have this picture that I have a perfect family.
不要一个图像说我的家庭都是很完美的。
There is no perfect family.
没有一个完美的家庭。
We are all work in progress.
我们都在一个向完美的过程当中。
But in the family of God, we grow together.
但在神的家中，我们一起成长。
Now, last but not least, I'll talk about how to make peace with family members.
但最后也不是最小的一点，就是怎样跟家庭当中和好。
it's very important that you discern when and where to discuss the matters.
这非常重要，你要知道在什么时候、什么时间来解决、谈论这个矛盾。
Try not to resolve family conflict after 10 p.m.
不要再学着晚上十点以后再解决家庭的冲突问题。
Everyone very tired.
每个人都累了。
Just tell yourself.
就告诉你自己。
Don't be angry.
不要生气。
Go to sleep.
我们去睡觉先。
If you, when you choose the wrong timing,
如果你选那个错的时间，
you make it even worse.
你可能使这个问题弄得更糟糕。
You also need to pick the right time.
你要选择一个正合适的时间。
This one need a lot of wisdom.
所以需要很多的智慧。
When you see the other person, they are already not happy.
如果我们看到另一个人已经不高兴了，
the face is as long as a papaya.
如果他的脸就像木瓜一样很长了。
Maybe it's not a good time to talk about it.
可能你是不是好时间跟他谈这个矛盾的。
Wait a bit.
就等一段时间。
Another thing that we have to do.
另外一个事情我们要做的。
Is that we have to learn to listen.
我们要学会怎样的听。
This is very difficult.
这是非常的困难。
I struggle that a lot.
我在这方面有很大的挣扎。
You see, in my family.
你知道在我的家庭当中。
From my grandfather to my father and to me.
从牧师的祖父到他的父亲到他自己
，We all struggle with one common thing.
牧师他们有一个最大的共同点，一个在挣扎的地方。
We are all very impatient.
他们都很没耐心。
And it's not just me.
那不仅仅是牧师。
All my family siblings.
那牧师的整个家庭当中。
We always try to finish each other's sentence.
他们都学着要把别人的话给他接上去，把他能接完
整。Before you finish a sentence.
就你还没讲完话的时候
，I didn't know how you're gonna finish。
他就已经知道你要讲的结果是什么。
And you go next。
然后就接上去。
It's not very nice。
这不是很好。
So the skill of listening，
就聆听的这个艺术
，is a very important skill。
是非常的重要。
That's why the Bible says。
所以圣经里面说
，Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger。
所以在圣经里面雅各书里面说，我亲爱的弟兄们，你们要明白，你们每一个人要快快地听，慢慢地说，慢慢地定路。因为人的怒气并不能实现上帝的意。
Very often we do it the other way round.
我们经常是反了方向。
We are very slow to hear.
我们非常慢地听。
Very quick to speak.
非常快地讲。
Quick to outburst.
快快地就把自己的东西要发表出来。
But the Bible wisdom is a beautiful wisdom.
圣经里面的智慧是个非常美好的智慧。
Just the act of listening.
就是要慢慢的听。
Even if you don't resolve the problem.
即使你没有解决的问题。
You already won half the battle.
你已经赢了一半的战斗。
Your spouse will at least say, this person listen to me.
你的伴侣至少会说，这个人听我在讲什么。
It's very important.
这非常的重要。
And I realize one thing also.
我还认识到一点
，The women and men they are very different.
女人跟男人是非常的不同的。
Men are solution oriented.
男人都是解决问题，最根本的就是要解决问题。
A lot of the women are a bit different.
很多女人是不一样的。
I know I'm generalizing.
我只是讲通常情况下。
Sometimes when your wife talks to you.
有时候你的太太跟你讲话的时候
，They don't want you to resolve their problem.
他们并不是要你去帮他解决问题
，They just want you to listen.
他们只是要你听他在讲什么。
That is a very difficult thing to do.
这非常困难的事情对男人来做。
Very difficult.
非常困难。
Because in my mind, I was thinking.
因为在牧师头脑是想
，If you don't want me to solve the problem, why tell me?
如果你不要我帮你解决这个问题，你要告诉我做什么？
It's called relationship.
所以这就是人际关系。
Another thing in Proverbs 15, there's a very important wisdom.
另一个很重要的智慧是在箴言书第十五章里面。
It said that a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs out anger.
因为在圣经里面说，回答柔和使怒消退，言语粗暴触动怒气。
One of the ways to resolve family tension.
如果要解决家庭当中的紧张关系
，is that when the volume goes louder，
当声音的音响越高的时候
，you reply softer，
你要很柔和的去回答。
You reply slower.
你要慢慢的去回答。
Then you suddenly realize the tempo change.
你就突然感觉到这个温度降下来。
Because if not, the volume will keep going up and up and up until the roof breaks off.
要不然的话，你的声音声响越来越高，声音越来越高，直到把你的房屋给炸开。
Now in the end, we know this is something very important. I want all of us to understand.
那是最后的结果，我们每个人都要知道一个重要的。
God wants to restore and reconcile.
上帝要你恢复和好，家庭当中恢复和好的关系。
God is active in restoring and reconciling.
上帝是非常的在那边工作，使人和好的。
As long as you're willing to commit and submit yourself unto the Lord.
如果你要把自己交给上帝，交托给神
，There is no conflict too big for God.
所以没有任何的冲突或者矛盾对上帝来说是太大的。
We come to a time of closing.
我们要开始结束了。
I want to encourage every one of us here today.
我要鼓励每个人在这里的每个人。
God knows exactly what you're going through in your family.
上帝。知道你每个人你的家庭当中所经历的一切。
God knows your family situation better than yourself.
上帝对你家庭环境知道的比你自己更清楚。
So would you surrender your problem to God?
所以你要把你自己的问题交给上帝吗
？Submit your conflict to God.
把你自己的冲突交给神。
And using God's wisdom,
然后使用上帝给你的智慧
，you resolve any.And every family conflict.
使你来解决所有的家庭当中所有的任何的问题。
Come, let's close our eyes.
那我们一起闭上眼睛。
Dear Lord Jesus,
主耶稣
we thank you that you are here with us.
我们谢谢你跟我们同在。
We thank you that you are a God of peace.
我们谢谢你是平安的神。
We thank you that you are a God of family.
我们谢谢你是家庭的神。
So Lord, we invite your Holy Spirit to come.
所以主，我们邀请你的圣灵来。
I pray in the name of Jesus for the Spirit of God to come upon every single family in this time.
我在主耶稣基督的名里面祷告祈求，上帝的圣灵来到我们每个家庭当中。
Because we know where there is a presence of God.
因为我们知道神的在哪里，神的同在在哪里。
There will always be the joy of the Lord.
那里总是有喜乐。
Father, we pray that you will turn cry to laughter.
主啊，我们祷告你使这个冲突能够转化
from hate to love.
从爱转化成爱啊，从恨转化成爱
for unforgiveness to forgiveness.
从不肯饶恕转化成饶恕
And in the name of Jesus, we pray for divine and supernatural restoration in the family.
我们在主耶稣基督里面祷告，从天上来的。超越自然的这种和好在家庭当中。
Because when there is no way, you can make a way, O God.
因为即使没有路的话，你也开个路。
So we receive from you, O God.
所以我们从你那边接受。
In Jesus' most precious name, we pray.
在主耶稣基督名里面祷告。
And the people of God say,
是大家说
，Amen and Amen. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah.